GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Privileged to welcome back to the program the Chancellor of the University of Maine System, Daniel Malloy. Want to jump into so much that we can cover in our brief conversation this morning on the PDQ Door telephone line. It's been a crazy year now. We're about one into the pandemic. And Chancellor, we'd like to see ourselves get back to face-to-face instruction on our 7 Campus Plus system. You think we're going to be able to do it?
Yeah, I think we are. I'm feeling very good about it. Watching the national numbers with respect to vaccinations and as well as the Maine numbers, and there's real reason for hope at this point. And we're already seeing some of the easing taking place here in Maine. Having said that, we understand we have to live by civil authority, and obviously we watch the rules day in and day out and adjust to those rules. But it's pretty clear that in late August we're going to be back to just about normal. There may be some precautions that stay in place. There may be some amount of testing that stays in place. But we believe we're going to be largely a face-to-face instructional institution, that campuses will have athletics and clubs and social events, and traditional college life will flourish. I have to say I'm very proud of what our students, our faculty, and staff have accomplished. You know, we've already done over 105,000 tests this year. We've donned our masks. We've kept our distance. We've washed our hands. We have a very low positivity rate as I speak to you today at 0.17 overall. But this semester has been so far even safer than last semester. So we're feeling pretty good about where we are. Let me just put it in perspective. We've had 27 positive tests out of over 16,000 tests in the last 2 weeks alone. So we must be doing something right, and it seems to us that one of the things we have to get right now is how do we reopen under normal circumstances.
Let's compare that positivity rate. The state's positivity rate in the last 24 hours was 1.2, and the University right. of Maine's positivity rate 0.17. So many staff, so many faculty, so many students. A lot of people are saying that it was the Black Bear. I'm unfamiliar with the name of the public health campaign that was in place.
Well, at the University of Maine, it's the Black Bear Pledge or promise. But each one of our campuses has really done an extraordinary job and laying out the rules and getting real strong buy-in. There have been a couple of flare-ups over that period of time, and there have been some people who didn't follow all the rules. But I got to tell you, I think when the history is written, the University of Maine system will have performed better than any other system in the country.
Let me ask a thinker's question to you, if I can. You made Chancellor Daniel Malloy. We put the protocols in place. It got us to a position where we can see the campus, the system reopen as well as it can. What did we have to give up to get ourselves to where we are today so we could spring forward as strong as we can?
Well, I think a lot of face-to-face and in-classroom learning had to be parked on the side. We did do some of that, obviously. We brought people back to campuses, and we did that safely, but we just couldn't stand up a normal face-to-face learning environment, in part because of the rules, not the least of which is, you have to be 6 feet apart. Now, I think what we're probably going to see is that number come down in an educational institution in the fall. They're already talking about, as long as you're wearing masks, 3 feet. That's not the rule now, but that's what they're talking about in Washington and elsewhere. So I think a lot of in-classroom, I played rugby for 22 years, and I used to very much enjoy seeing the men's and women's rugby team practicing on one of the fields at the University of Maine. Those kind of intramural activities, our sports programs were largely decimated, and those that could played without fans. We lost a whole graduation last year. We're probably going to lose the traditional graduation this year. Having said that, we're just, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it's a pretty bright light right now.
You stole one of my questions that I had. I think it was Bates that announced that they would do an in-person graduation, splitting ceremonies and limiting attendance. We wondered if the University of Maine or individual campuses had any plans in place yet. I think I'm hearing you that it's still not yet decided?
Well, at a place the size of the University of Maine, so the campus in Orono, it would be impossible to do a traditional graduation. So all graduations will be modified. We are watching the rules, but at some point we're going to have to call a question for a final answer, if you will, because putting together a graduation for a couple of thousand people or 1,000 people means a lot of people have to be involved, many more than what civil authority would currently allow. Mm-hmm. We'll watch any movement over, say, the next couple of weeks for signs of hope. But I think I don't think you'll see a traditional graduation. Graduations will be celebrated at each one of our campuses, whether it's virtual with possibilities of walking across the stage or that sort of thing. We're going to mark graduation, I can assure you, maybe the most important graduation we've ever had. But civil authority will dictate what we can do.
You mean Chancellor Denham Malloy in conversation with us here about getting the system back to some normalcy and looking toward a fall. I don't know when the University of Maine put down this ambition of having 100% vaccination by May to include adult-aged college students. I don't know if you came up with that first or President Biden said, I want to see everyone inoculated by May. But still, 100% by May, that does sound still a bit ambitious, depending on the availability of the vaccine.
Well, I think we beat the president by a week, so I'm going to claim that. At any rate, what I would say to you is we're already in discussions with how to do that, how to help the state as well, opening up additional locations if they want to work with us on that. I think the Johnson & Johnson single shot vaccine would be very interesting to our students, faculty, and staff who won't be vaccinated, say, by May 1st. We'd love to play a role in making sure that everyone who leaves our campuses is safe. And so we'll work with, again, the state of Maine and others to play whatever role they see us playing. But, you know, we are a large concentration of students, faculty, and staff. If we were a freestanding community, we'd be one of the largest in Maine. So we want to play the role of making sure our faculty and staff and students are safe, that they can go home safely, that they can come back safely. That's very high on our agenda.
Chancellor, a listener sends a question. I think it's a valid one. They have a student that has enjoyed the ability to learn remotely. And how much of that will remain in place as we approach a more traditional fall, hopefully, this coming autumn?
I think we're going to see a fair amount of opportunities for distance learning, many more than we had before the pandemic. You know, when I came to Maine to take this job and I would talk to faculty, people would tell me, I mean, I'm never, ever going to do online teaching. I'm never going to participate in that. Now we have people that not only are participating, but they themselves are enjoying being involved in online learning as instructors and professors. So I think you'll see more of that. I think some more of it will be multiple modality learning. So there may be people in the classroom, there may be people online participating in the classroom, and there may be people calling up that learning environment at a different hour. I'm actually very much in favor of seeing over the next few years as many of our classes be presented in multiple modalities as possible. It's one of the reasons that we spent probably $3 million in upgrading classrooms to support multiple modality delivery systems. So I having said that, the vast majority of our students want to be back on campus, want to learn the majority of their courses in a classroom. But there are other students who very much enjoy learning from home. So we're going to be better at doing multiple things than we were before this horrendous event.
See, once again, you're stealing some of my future questions. Well, I'll put a pin in that. I'm going to come back to that in just a moment. Talking with UMaine Chancellor Denham Malloy, will vaccinations be required for traditional fall attendance?
It's an open question, and I'll explain it to you why. Right now, all of the vaccines are being given under emergency authority, which means they really haven't gone through the full process. Based on that, we made a decision that we would not require vaccinations. I think by August, you're going to see these vaccinations have their normal certification. I mean, look at the testing that's going on. There's, 60 plus million Americans have now been vaccinated. It's a pretty good test. So I think that when and if a normal certification takes place, I wouldn't be surprised if we require that in almost all circumstances to have been administered.
All right. So looking ahead to the fall, maybe some masks still required, maybe monitoring still required, maybe testing still required. But outside of that, we think it's going to be possibly, fingers crossed, knock on wood, say your prayers, a traditional fall experience for students coming to one of the seven campuses of the University of Maine system.
Well, can I just make one point? Look at how little flu we've had this year. Masks work. It is amazing. We all thought that we would be overwhelmed by the flu and COVID at the same time. But because our students, our faculty and staff, who were on campus, were wearing masks, we had almost no flu cases. We as Americans are learning what other countries already knew, that if you stop the spread into the air, the aerosols of viruses, people don't get viruses. It's a pretty good science lesson we've just learned.
Mm. A current class of 2011, 2011. Let me try that. 2021.
Yeah.
I'm taking myself back in time. Sorry about that, Chancellor. The class.
I wish I could take myself back in time.
You'd be playing rugby, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Class of 2021. Do we feel that they received the best education possible, considering the circumstances, from the University of Maine system?
I hope so. I mean, I know that we have tried everything to meet standards. Having said that, I know it's been a miserable experience for many, many people. Just as we have people who love online learning, we have people who had a great, great difficulty adapting to that. That's the reality. I tell you what I do believe we've learned about ourselves is that we can rise to the occasion, that we have great inner strength, that's students, faculty, and staff, and that we can be proud of how we've responded and supported one another. I know that, and that's a lifelong learned lesson. So, yes, these have been trying times, and yes, the delivery system has been tested, but more often than not, we've come through.
Will the system and future students of the University of Maine system be stronger going forward?
Yeah, my mother, God rest her soul, used to, on a routinely basis, would say if it didn't kill you, it makes you stronger. I do. I think we are stronger. I think we know more about the science of diseases. I think we know that we can take precautions to make ourselves and others safer. I think we've learned that we can learn online. It may not be optimal for all, but it is optimal for some. We've learned a lot of things about ourselves, not the least of which is we can change faster than anybody thinks or anyone thought we could. We can adapt faster than anyone thought we could adapt. And I think those are lessons that we as a nation and a society will carry forward from this day forward. We can respond to difficult circumstances and support one another.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.